Asia's low-cost airlines, which took off in good economic times, are facing the stiff headwinds of the global economic downturn. The International Air Transport Association warns that Asia's aviation industry is in survival mode, with airlines forecast to lose over $3 billion this year. But some low-cost carriers are doing a bit better than average, as more travellers seek to cut costs. Bruce Buchanan is Chief Executive Officer of the Australian low-cost carrier Jetstar.
And that's pretty much what we're seeing in the airline business. We're seeing premium traffic down, we're seeing the value-based airlines really up and succeeding and doing well.
But he says budget carriers in Asia face several obstacles, especially tough regulations and government control over airports and fees. Still, he says budget airlines are adapting to the challenges and working with governments to create opportunities. Jetstar, for one, plans to expand its Singapore operations, creating a strategic hub. In May, Singapore allowed more flights to the Philippines, especially for low-cost flights, targeting smaller markets such as Cebu and Davao. Traffic between the two countries grew 12% last year. And relaxed regulations have led to more budget flights connecting Singapore and Malaysia. Malaysia's Air Asia has been a success story in turbulent times. First quarter net profit rose by more than 25% this year, buoyed by a jump in passenger numbers. John Koldowski, a spokesman for the Pacific Asia Travel Association, says Air Asia's gain must mean pain for some higher cost competitors.
One would assume that in a climate where the pie itself is not growing that rapidly, if at all, that for them to be still improving their numbers, they're taking market share from someone else.
But not all budget carriers are doing as well. In Thailand, most airlines struggle because of the global economic slump, domestic political tensions and the threat of swine flu. Nokair, Thailand's state-owned low-cost carrier, has had to refocus on the domestic market, overhaul routes, cut overseas services, reduce its fleet and shed staff. From a loss of $16 million last year, it recently reported a six-month profit of over $4 million. Siapan Chumsai, a Nokair executive vice president, says the airline's attention will be on the domestic market for the foreseeable future.
At the moment, we already passed the financial crisis from the fuel crisis last year. At the moment, we are back into balance, a good balance sheet.
Budget airlines in India also face tough times. Peter Harbison is the executive chairman at the Centre for Asia-Pacific Aviation in Sydney.
Well, India, is most certainly going through a very difficult stage of repair after a surge in growth, which sort of hit a ceiling of combination of infrastructure, too many airlines in place with too much discounting, too short a time.
Because of high fuel prices, hefty taxes and the economic downturn, India's Kingfisher Airlines lost over $200 million in the 9 months that ended in December. Despite problem areas, the growth of budget carriers across Asia has forced full-service airlines to compete hard. Brian Sinclair Thompson is general manager in Thailand for Swiss International Air.
The main legacy carriers are fighting back to regain market share they'd lost previously to low cost by offering extremely good deals. I mean, the fares we've got on Swiss Elite and prices are the lowest. I've been here 10 years. We've never had lower fares than we've got today. So I think we're meeting the low-cost challenge.
He says the comfort and service of the big airlines will keep customers coming back. Still, low-cost airlines have established a special place in Asia's travel industry. But having grown rapidly during the boom years, many budget carriers find the tough economy forces them to rethink expansion plans. While hoping for an economic recovery, many of them are focusing on domestic markets and short-haul flights to secure a future in the region's skies. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.